Passing Strange, written by Catherine Aird and read by Bruce Montague.
My story being done, she gave me for my pains a world of sighs. She swore, in faith, 'twas strange, 'twas passing strange, 'twas pitiful, 'twas wondrous pitiful. She wished she had not heard it. From Othello, The Moor of Venice by William Shakespeare, Act 1, Scene 3. Chapter 1. Open Diapason. Judges don't make mistakes, said Fred Pearson.
This one has.
If a judge has made it, then it isn't a mistake, declared Fred, shifting his dialectical ground a little.
All right, said his friend Ken Walls obligingly. Call it an error of judgment if you like.
Ah, said Fred at once, that's different.
But it's still a mistake, persisted Walls, undeterred.
The referee, said Pearson with the air of one clinching an argument, is always right even if he's wrong. Didn't you know that, Ken? Mr. Walls remained totally unimpressed.
Come and see for yourself if you don't believe me.
Ken Walls was a big man, and the dense crowd presented no problems to him. He led the way through the throng without effort. Fred Pearson wasn't far behind him. Walls impatiently waved away someone at the entrance, who tried to sell him a raffle ticket, thrust his way towards a table in the middle of the big marquee, and pointed.
There, Fred. Now do you believe me?
Fred Pearson whistled softly and said, I see what you mean. Both men had had duties since the opening of the show, and this was their first chance to look round at the exhibits. The two men were standing in front of one of the long trestle tables, on which were displayed the entries to the Summer Flower Show, held annually by the Horticultural Society of the village of Almstone, in the county of Calshire. Although it was always called a flower show, this term embraced, according to season, the whole horticultural field. Fred Pearson and Ken Walls had halted before one of the vegetable exhibits. While taxonomists and other learned specialists laboured over the proper classification as fruit or vegetable of the fruit of the solanaceous plant, popularly known as the tomato, no such doubts had ever assailed the Armstone Flower Show Committee. Long, long ago, in the dark days of the last war, when they had been the plain, simple allotment society and concentrating on the Dig for Victory campaign, the then secretary had put the tomato unhesitatingly in the vegetable class, and there, as far as Armstone was concerned, it had stayed. Tomatoes, said Fred Pearson. Six.
Moneymaker, said Walls, naming the variety.
Underfed, observed Pearson, noting the condition.
Not quite ripe either, supplemented Walls, adding sedulously, did you enter anything in this class, Fred?
The inquiry was a pure formality. As well as being old friends, the two men were deadly rivals in the matter of horticultural competitions and monitored each other's entries with keen interest. Ken Walls knew perfectly well that Fred Pearson wasn't a tomato man. The main Pearson entries were always in the onion and leek classes, in addition to which, for many years now, almost as a matter of course, Fred had collected the first prize for his potatoes.
Not me, said Fred promptly.
Fickle things, tomatoes. Almost as bad as women. How did you do?
Not placed, said Ken Walls.
He had a nagging wife, and never mentioned the opposite sex at all, if he could help it.